Joining me now, one of our NRL Nation commentators. Hang on, we've got to get the intro for him, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, well, he's a wild thing. Mark Spud Carroll is on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard, and our listeners. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, mate. We both got 6 out of 8 last week. So,
I thought it was my catch-up time.
No. Well, I'm still a little bit in front of you. We both got 6. Anyway, interesting. Look, we had a lot of speculation over who'd be the new coach of Parramatta. One of our listeners said you can put money on Josh Hannay. Well, he got that wrong. Jason Riles, you reckon it's a good choice to be the new head coach at Parramatta?
Yeah, I think it is a great opportunity for Jason. He had some pretty good tutelage being under Coach Robinson at the Roosters, also Craig Bellamy. Hopefully he can go and sprinkle some of his magic dust. At the end of the day, they've got to make sure official is what's the head, that being all the directors. They need to pull their head in and let him do his job and let him pick his side he wants to do, and I think he'll do a great job for Parramatta. A lot of pressure, but competition for many years. Interested and see what he can do.
Yeah, it will be interesting. Anyway, good luck to Jason Riles, new head coach, or as of next season anyway, at Parramatta. Look, I know certainly Wayne Bennett's not a fan of Golden Point. Dean Ritchie in the telly today's put forward an interesting suggestion. He doesn't like the fact that, he said rather than 2 points for a win, that in the NRL they should have 4 points, and if you go to Golden Point, the winner gets 3 and the loser gets 1. He said, you know, if you go to 80 minutes and you slug it out and then you go to Golden Point, that the loser should get something. What do you think of that? 4 points for a win, and if it goes to Golden Point, 3 for the winner, 1 for the loser.
Yeah, Dean puts a lot of stuff on the paper and it confuses me, that being Dean Ritchie. I love Dean Ritchie, the Bulldog, we like to call him, mate. I've got an idea. I reckon if it's draw at the end, we get front rowers doing goal kicks from the sideline for the winner. And then that's the winner.
Mate, you could be there forever and a day.
Well, my thing is people pay so much money for tickets, Richard. Yeah, yeah. Give them their money's worth.
Yeah, all right. And, look, we'll come to State of Origin at the end of this. Okay, split round. You'll be calling the game tomorrow night along with Jimmy Smith and Justin Horrow. You're doing the Sharks-Tigers game, but we're kicking off tonight at KO Stadium. The Dolphins take on the Warriors. Interesting, this is Wayne Bennett coaching his future team. And I noticed Ben Hornby came out during the week and said disrespectful to suggest that Wayne Bennett's already coaching the Rabbitohs, but many suggesting his influence is already being felt by the Rabbitohs.
Well, the thing is, as he picked the side he wants to play against, that's what I think. As regards South Sydney, as he said, I want to pick it. It's just an opportunity also for the South guys to, you know, put a showreel together to say, look, yeah, next year I'm here, coach. Because, man, no one's got their position set concrete. They've got to play for a position next year, and I think a great opportunity against the Dolphins.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going the Dolphins tonight. I mean, they're fresh off a bye. They're minus the Kafusi and the Hammer are both out, thanks to Origin. Yep. Latrell's obviously out for the Rabbitohs. A loss for the Dolphins. Boy, they've slipped down there. They've lost quite a few on the trot. I'm going Dolphins. Who are you going for? You're going Rabbitohs, are you?
I'm in Chase, mate. I'm going wherever you go. I'm going opposite.
Right,
I'm
going you're going Rabbitohs. You're calling the game tomorrow night, PointsBet Stadium. The Sharkies, a blow for Cronulla. Nico Hines is out. Braden Trindle will move to number 7. Daniel Atkinson wearing the number 6. Katoa's back on deck after concussion, but both sides coming off a loss last week. I'm going for the home team, the Sharks.
Yeah, I'm chasing it, mate. So wherever you go, I'm going opposite. But I think with Nico Hines, yes, massive piece of the jigsaw. But also in rugby league, to see someone of the calibre of that player, for some reason, when you're down, something's... They kick you, don't they? But he'll respond and come back very quickly.
Okay, split round. There's only the one game tomorrow night. There are two games on Saturday. There's a 5:30 game at Seabus Stadium. Titans taking on Parramatta. Gold Coast upset the Sharkies last week, boosted with the return of Jaden Campbell after that hand injury. Parramatta, they lost to Souths last week, and they're without Mitchell Moses. Again, I'm going for the home team, the Titans.
I've got to say, with the Titans, Desi's doing a great job. Really happy with him. He started 0-6. Those coaches would probably get sacked. But there's the Yeah, certainly learned the way he coaches, trains, his personality, and I'm going with Titans.
Oh, righto, you're sticking with me on that one. Both going for the Titans. Okay, the second game at Suncorp Stadium, Saturday night, the Broncos take on the Dragons. Both sides coming off losses. Lomax, yeah, look, players out for Origin is going to affect a lot of the games this week, but I'm going with the home team again, the Broncos.
Broncos. Well, they need to win, don't they?
They do, yep.
No, I'll go opposite again. I'm in chase mode. Let's see these players down. The thing is, the thing that will beat the opposition, if they look to the other side and say, okay, they're missing players, they won't be strong. It's called complacency. So hopefully we don't see much of that.
All righty. No complacency, hopefully, from the Knights. We're taking on your old team, Manly, Four Park Stadium. We've got the telly game again, the 4 o'clock game. There's only the one game on Sunday. You see Eagles coming off a Golden Point win to the Cowboys last week, minus DCE and Jake. And I see Tommy's back at fullback this week too, I think, for Manly. And, of course, Newcastle minus Ponga, Bradman Best and Dane Gagai. Phoenix Crossland is back from concussion. I'm going for my team, the mighty Red and Blues, the Knights.
Well, I'm going to Four Pines, otherwise known as the old Brookie Oval, for Old Boys Day. And you said Tom's at the back. I reckon we'll see the best of him. And unfortunately, Newcastle will be missing Callum Ponga. I think he'll do a great job in Origin, but I think he'll be sorely missed on Sunday.
Yeah, and expect a big one from Jackson Hastings. He'll be playing his 100th game on Sunday for the Knights. So go, Jackson, big one from you. And, okay, State of Origin next Wednesday. You think Maguire's got a winning team again?
Yes, I do. I think it's got stronger. I know we're missing Latrell, but we've got Bradman Best. He can annoy the crap out of people who like Latrell, but the bench wins these games. We've got two now who are breaking balls. We've got Spencer Leno. Now we've got Mitch Barnett coming off the bench. Mate, I reckon they're going to bash him. I really believe this. And I'm saying 13 plus. Everyone's going to spud, you're mad. Like, we were leading 34-0. I looked at Slater's eyes. He's never been there before. He had eyes like buttons. He didn't know what to do. So, and then they say, yeah, but you're playing up there. Who cares, Richard? You got grass, you got lines, you got posts. Bring it on.
Yeah. What do you think of the media ban for the players? You know, when Maguire said, oh, look, we're the people's team. You can't get over the fact, you know, the great support they've had up at in the Blue Mountains there, big turnouts for all the training sessions. But a media ban on the players, Billy Slater, you think it's a good idea?
No, I think it's showing signs of vulnerability.
Yeah, so
at the end of the day, I'm sick of hearing, and they're taking all on, like the two coaches living in glass houses and all sorts of stuff. Mate, can one player come out and say, I can't wait to bash such and such, or I can't wait to whack such and such? Like, seriously, can we make it interesting?
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one, Spud. All right, mate, good calling over the weekend. Always good to talk to you. We'll catch up next Thursday, mate. All the best. Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on round 19 of the NRL. It kicks off tonight. Joel Kane, Brett Camorley, Tim Manor calling all the action. Dolphins take on the Rabbitohs. As I said, it's Wayne Bennett up against his new team. He'll be taking over the Rabbitohs next week. As Spud said, maybe he's been blowing in Ben Hornsby's ear to pick a Rabbitohs team that the Dolphins want to play, given they need a win.